the Dark Knight Rising in Milwaukee. Matt Harvey back from his three-game suspension as the Mets take on the Brewers. We pick up the action in the top of the third.
3-1 to Perez. Hit in the air to right and deep. Back is Bruce. It is gone! Hernan Perez makes it a 2-0 Brewers lead.
2-0 count to Walker in a liner over the glove of Sogard, a base hit. Cabrera will score, and this game is tied.
Lead run aboard. Aaron Sogard coming up.
So there's a drive. Deep right field. Welcome back to the show, Aaron Sogard. And Arcia sends one deep to right center field. Back to back. Sogard and Arcia take Matt Harvey deep. And that is how Matt Harvey's night will end.
Back-to-back jacks for the Brewers as Harvey serves up three long balls and loses his third game of the year in his return from suspension. The Mets fall in this one 7-4. The Brewers placed Ryan Braun on the 10-day DL Friday with a left calf sprain. It was retroactive to May 11th. His replacement on the active roster, Aaron Sogard, reached base safely in all three of his at-bats. Craig Counsell's squad pounded out 12 hits and three homers in Friday's series opening win over the Mets. Here's the skipper talking about his team's performance.
Great game. Kind of a, you know, the walks are what you expect from him for sure. But the home run, he just, you know, Harvey was having trouble throwing him strikes for whatever reason. But he got in a good count. He got himself in good counts all night and sat on a pitch and put a great swing on it. But it's, yeah, I'm, you know, it's great to see. He's obviously been, you know, he's been a good player in this league for a while. So to get back, you know, it's good for him.
What do you think of Garza tonight? Just more of the same?
I thought he was excellent. I mean, I thought he was outstanding. He did a nice job. I thought he's got a little tired in the sixth inning, I thought. But, I mean, the first five innings, it was really impressive. He made quality pitches. I mean, you know, a bunch of left-handed hitters in that lineup, which makes it a little tough. But he pitched them well. He used his stuff well. He pitched in well. He pitched up well, and enough off-speed pitches to keep him honest.
Jet kind of helped him out of that jam in the sixth. That's a big back.
Yeah, I mean, we've been so good at that this year. We really have. We've gotten some huge outs on that this year, and you know, credit to the middle infielders and our catchers for always being aware of that. And really make, you know, I mean, that's bailed us out on some important innings, kind of in that, really in that section of the game that, with, you know, I remember the Peralta one in Toronto, in that same section of the game, we've been gotten some big outs, and obviously, you know, they got something going there, and two men on with Granderson up, so that was a huge one.
Bandy had a big night at the plate for you, too. That, you know,
yeah, he swung the bat well. I mean, he hit three balls. You know, he hit three balls very well, for sure. I mean, the other ball he hit in the gap was, thought that was a double off the bat. So, you know, we continue to get real good stuff from our catchers, for sure.
Those extra runs, were those especially sort of meaningful today, given that you were, you know, Feliz backing off?
Well, I mean, extra runs are always just a bigger cushion, for sure, to do just for everybody. It's a bigger cushion for, you know, Carlos Torres' inning, and obviously gave us a cushion there in the ninth as well.
Without,
I mean, the doubles, the, just this run we got on the steal was a, or the kind of double steal was, you know, that's certainly a big run.
Without Feliz and Knebel at that point in the ninth, and it's within three runs, was Hughes a pretty obvious choice for you there then? Did you want a, you know, ground ball veteran guy there?
No, I mean, that's, you know, I was hoping Jacob definitely finishes the ninth inning. That was the plan. But I just thought, I do think Jared's experience is certainly something that, you know, I value. And obviously against, with two right-handed hitters coming up, that's, you know, I think what he excels against, and he did a nice job.
Craig, what did you guys think of what you saw from Harvey tonight? Pretty good stuff before those two swings.
Yeah, oh, he was, I mean, he threw good. You know, I mean, I thought we did a nice job. We were patient. We got some runners on base. You know, and he just, you know, the only thing he did is he fell behind the count. Fell behind in the count at certain times, but I thought he pitched well.
Was it encouraging to see Perez hit that homer after the decision?
Well, it's, you know, HP's done it all year. I mean, he continues to do it, and whatever spot we've put him in, he's been productive, you know, in all areas of the game. I mean, the double steal was a, you know, very good base running on his part, and a play that you trust him to execute. But he's, you know, he's doing it in all parts of the game. He's playing, he's playing a good outfield. He hadn't played outfield till, you know, a year and a half ago. So, or probably about a year ago, he hadn't played outfield. So, you know, and he's doing a very good job in the outfield. So, he continues to show all of us that he's, you know, just such a well-rounded player and a valuable player.
It's been a whirlwind Friday for Eric Sogard, who was called up from AAA Colorado Springs to replace Ryan Braun and then went deep off Matt Harvey. Here's Sogard talking about his debut for Milwaukee.
You know, just happy to be back here, out here, obviously missing the whole year last year, and just to be back with these guys, and had a great time out there, then, no doubt.
Were there ever any doubts for you that you would be back to this point, back in the majors?
You know, obviously, having surgery, major surgery like that, you truly never know. And, you know, it took a little longer time to progress through my rehab. But, you know, got after it this offseason. It was kind of perfect timing going into spring. And being with a new organization, you know, was able to do what I wanted. And, you know, played well in AAA. You know, it was nice to get that time where I could get consistent ABs and just kind of prove to myself, hey, you know, the knee's good, the mind's good, you know, we still got it. We're going to play this game for a while.
You showed these guys that you belonged in the spring, and then to get sent down, you know, obviously you were trying to make it on the opening day roster. Was that a disappointment, or did you kind of know that at some point you probably were going to have an opportunity?
Yeah, no, I looked at it as a positive to go out there and get consistent ABs. You know, it's probably something I wouldn't get up here. I'd be playing, you know, occasionally. So to go down there and play every day and, you know, get those consistent ABs was really a blessing in disguise, for sure.
Did you have any heads up that you'd be in the lineup today?
Just earlier today. You know, I think I landed and got the text that I was going to be playing shortstop, so a little heads up.
But when did you? How much time did you have when you landed?
I landed at about 1:30. So okay. Yeah,
that's quite a day.
Yeah, so yeah, 6 a.m. wake up call. Flew out of Colorado to Chicago, and you know, drove straight to the park from there.
What's it mean to have, you know, get the game winning hit on your first day back?
You know, just happy to contribute in any way, just to be out there, and you know, obviously be back with these guys, having fun, and get that win, no doubt.
Does it make easier to know that you're in the lineup right away then, rather than kind of cooling your heels and having to get a pinch hit at bat or something?
Yeah, I think it is, definitely. I was feeling good in AAA, so to come out and just, you know, kind of keep that rolling, like keep that momentum going. Obviously, a long travel day, but, you know, just to get out there and contribute is definitely something special. Yeah.
You obviously had good ABs against Harvey all day. What did you think of what you saw from him, though?
Yeah, his stuff looked great. You know, I was just trying to get a good pitch and working around me a bit, but I was able to see the ball pretty well and, you know, got ahead in the count that last at bat and got a heater that I put a good swing on. So happy with my at bats tonight.
Hey, well, you were in Oakland and they did the nerd power thing. Did you embrace that, or was that?
It took me a little while to embrace it, but yeah, I did. The fans out there were fantastic, and you know, it's special to have signs and fans, you know, have doing that for you throughout your career. So, you know, I'm grateful for that.
So if you saw one out there tomorrow,
yeah,
you'd be cool.
Absolutely.
You'd be good with it.
Yeah, absolutely. Bring it on. Why not?
Zach Davies takes the mound for the Brewers on Saturday as they continue their series against the Mets.